This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And this is hour number three, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion is brought to you by, this portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. One of the videos I did for them, that also got me in trouble with YouTube. But I'm not complaining. I'm just flabbergasted that freedom is bad at YouTube. Now, this year's NRA annual meeting in Indianapolis, was the ascension of the, this is where we saw the out-and-out affirmation of the cult of Wayne. And his supporters, Marion Hammer, came up from Florida. She hadn't been up from Florida in nearly a decade. They all came out of the woodwork. There were a lot of detractors demanding a house cleaning. And the way this was characterized by Wayne LaPierre was as this was an attempted coup, as if he was some generalissimo of some banana republic instead of, you know, the executive vice president, which when did the vice president ever become the chief executive? That, you know, based upon the elections, and I know how it actually works at NRA, but Why has he been the EVP for 40 years? And why is he the de facto actual guy in charge? Why even have a president? Why even have an Oliver North or Charlton Heston? Why have a celebrity president? Why do we have to have one of those? Why have an unknown president like Carolyn Meadows? But that's, you know, I digress. This brawl broke out after a series of highly unflattering but well-documented reports that spoke of long-term systemic abuses under LaPierre's long-running administration. I had known for 2 years that NRA TV was reaching nobody. And I suspect Ackerman McQueen figured out. And, you know, I would talk about it with my friends in the media because it was sort of amusing for us. Because Ackerman McQueen would show up, and I mean, this looked like, you know, this is like Fox News coming into town when Ackerman McQueen rolled up. And the biggest radio host in at SHOT Show would be Mike Gallagher from the Salem Broadcasting Network. And he's like top five nationwide. And he would show up with a Quasar camcorder, his mic, his headset. He'd have one guy running the stream on Facebook. And that was it. And then you looked at Cam Edwards over there, and you would think Cam Edwards was a superstar. And the only problem with it is that you can't be a superstar when you don't have an audience. And this is what they've been spending a lot of money on for a long time. It became known that they were spending like $42 million to Ackerman McQueen, paying that for these things. And because of part of their disclosures that they had to do with this thing going on with New York, they had to ask, okay, what are we getting for this? Tell them we need an itemized list of what we're doing with this. And they didn't get it. And they had never asked for that before in all the time they've been involved with Ackerman McQueen. So instead, because things were looking the way they did, the LaPierre camp did their own house cleaning. Oliver North was a traitor, and he was out. Richard Childress, he was out. Chris Cox, he's out. Then they had a 9-hour board of directors meeting. And that wasn't very nice. It was not a very pretty affair. And in the board of directors, there were a few very vocal critics out there, all promising that they're fed up and they're going to get a change. And somehow that got muted. Nowadays, you can't get a lot of them on the phone. A lot of them have lawyered up because of what they anticipate in their future. There are lawsuits and counter-lawsuits flying between the NRA and Ackerman McQueen. This is like the nastiest divorce case. And it's like taking the nature of that kind of a case and applying it to civil law. Then there's a matter of the Attorney General of the State of New York and her ongoing investigation into their 501c tax status. Tisha James has made no secret of her feelings about the NRA and Mr. LaPierre. She wants one gone and the other hauled away in handcuffs. And one would be quite a trophy, but both would make a career for this progressive lawmaker and her boss, Cuomo. He has aspirations for higher office. I don't know how he expects that to actually happen, because then he'd have to leave New York. But since then, right, there's two camps. There's the camp where some people are trying to say, well, you know, the NRA must survive. Say what you will about them, but they've done more. And then there's the camp that's like, well, it's got to go down, it's got to burn into the basement and then be rebuilt. Now, I myself kind of feel like, since the board of directors obviously won't get rid of LaPierre, and LaPierre himself is not going to sit out there and say, this is an organization I love for a cause that I feel deeply for, and therefore I resign because the NRA must focus on their core mission, which is, of course, protection of the Second Amendment. Since he's not going to do that, then I guess it has to burn and fall into the basement. But now we know this. There's another thing that's coming out of this. New York Times did a story between a restive donor named David Del Aquila. And in it, Mr. Del Aquila made it clear that he and the other donors believe that NRA's internal fight has become a daily soap opera and is decaying and destroying the NRA from within. So he said he was suspending donations to the NRA, and he wasn't alone in what is essentially voting with your wallet in this. If the NRA won't listen, he reasoned, there was no reason to send money to spend as they pleased. Now, Mr. Del Aquila is not one of these rabble-rousing types. He's sort of a hermit, and he doesn't, you know, nobody's ever heard of him. You ever heard of him? I've never heard of him. So he's speaking out because of his concern that the majority of the NRA members have absolutely no idea what's been going on inside the organization. Many of them consider the only truly formidable defender of the Second Amendment, which I don't follow. I'm not fully in that camp. When asked about Mr. LaPierre, he said, I have nothing but respect for him, but the negative optics that are constantly being reported to the media only tarnish his ultimate legacy. When asked if he would consider him a dictator, he said, I'm not going to be as aggressive with my description. I would refer to him as the king. But here's the problem. Because the king believes he's the best one to govern this. Now when the NRA is saying something, I don't know if you've noticed this, when the NRA gets out there and says, we support this Supreme Court action, we support this action here in the North. When the NRA talks now, nobody cares. Nobody cares. They have marginalized themselves to the degree to where nobody cares. And when that happens, when you're going down the path of being a leader without followers, that's really messed up. And they are on their way. We'll see how this develops. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Officer.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic, safe, effective, even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalents, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Who remembers in the movie Skyfall when Javier Bardem's character is explaining to James Bond about the rats and how they trained the rats? Let me play this for you.
Nothing to boast of. We could walk around it in an hour. Still, it was a paradise for us. We discovered the place had been infested with rats. They'd come on a fishing boat and gorge themselves on coconut. So how do you get rats off an island? My grandmother showed me. We buried an oil drum and hinged the lid. Then we wired coconut to the lid as bait, and the rats would come for the coconut. They would fall into the drum. And after a month, you've trapped all the rats. But what do you do then? Throw the drum into the ocean? Burn it? No. You just leave it. And they begin to get hungry. And one by one, they start eating each other. Until there are only two left. The two survivors. And then what? Do you kill them? No. You take them and release them into the trees. But now they don't eat coconut anymore. Now they only eat rat.
Let's take this and superimpose this on the cat fight that is going on inside the Democratic Party right now. When Trump got out there and did his tweeting, which a lot of my friends get out there and they're constantly, why do you support him? If he just get off Twitter. Twitter is a brilliant tool for him. It's like he sets up they're always in a series of bumper car maneuvers anyway, and he turns them on wide open. So for a lot of people, this looked like a blunder. But Trump, they looked at this as an overplaying of the hand, but the move he made, which could find, you know, maybe this would make the internally warring Democrats circle their fractious wagon and unite. This was a very politically risky thing to do. And in his series of tweets, he was honing in on House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's public catfight with the squad, as they call them, the four far left fellow Democratic representatives, after one of them, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, was last seen calling Pelosi racist. Pelosi had merely told them to keep their internal party disagreements with others on the inside, and they ignored that and they whipped out the race card, signaling that Pelosi was powerless and that they were going to try to take her down. So Trump not only defended Pelosi as a non-racist, which must have given Pelosi heartburn, which is the work of a master troll. But he dug the knife in further, and this one was savage. He made it a series of outrageous, you know, of tweets calling on Pelosi's own squad to go back to the country they came from. This is the kind of stuff that Democrats live to react to, starting with their careless elements, which he probably wanted to be careless in order to get them to spend their time hollering about the nothing burger, which they've done all day long. Only one of the squad members Trump cited actually came from another country, Somalia. So it wasn't really an accurate statement, except in Ilhan Omar's case. But it didn't matter. He got them and their press allies to spend their yelling about that. Then he took on the politically correct idea in polite society that you're never supposed to tell a foreigner to go back where they came from. He stomped all over that, too. And the Democrats went wild on this one. This is what racism looks like. That's coming from Ayanna Pressley, who then went on to deploy a string of boring slogans dating back to the Obama era. We are what democracy looks like, and we're not going anywhere except to back to D.C. to fight for the families you marginalize and vilify every day. I've got that T-shirt hanging in my closet, Ayanna. Nice of you. His tweets did have an electoral politics nexus, though. Plenty of working class people sought by Democrats for votes speak and think this way. And these tweets and the Democrats' outraged response puts them all on record for all those voters that think that way and speak that way. And his measure was also aimed at Pelosi herself, forcing her to defend the very people who, up until now, have been trying to politically kill her. Pelosi was very prissy when she called the Trump tweets xenophobic, and the press dutifully reported the narrative as they clutched their pearls. But now we see Democrats ganging up in Pelosi and blaming her for the whole Trump tweet string. They're emboldened. They're not blaming Trump for this. They know Trump. They're using his tweets to intensify their fire on Pelosi. Trump knows this, and it's very likely he planned it this way. All you got to do is go look for the leftists on Twitter and watch that firefight that's going on right now. It's quite entertaining. I'd read it to you, but it's too boring. But effectively, he's gotten them to turn on Pelosi. They've only developed a taste for rat now. This is a brutally hardball cut-your-head-off politician, Pelosi is, who has thwarted Trump's agenda again and again. He's gutting her, and he's forcing her to defend people who are trying to knock her out, and in the process, watching as they increase their power and come up with ever more outrageous demands. And that's hardball. And this is what Trump is doing. He's creating chaos on a bristly, creepy power structure built on political correctness. And he's thrown a spinner at them, and he's thrown a spanner in their works. And Pelosi doesn't even know it. Now her Democratic enemies are becoming more powerful, circling her and preparing for the kill. And as for Trump, there wasn't that much political risk for him in it, given the number of voters who despise Ilhan Omar, who's now known as Ms. 9%. Risk of annoying voters? Yeah, but he's not afraid of risk. He's calculating what he can get from knocking out Pelosi and what he could lose by turning off some voters, and calculating that the better deal is to debilitate Pelosi. And that's real power. And Trump, I've always thought he is like a Houdini. He is a master of misdirection. He has quietly transformed the country with not very much grandiosity about it. And right now he's demonstrating what real power is and his ingenious way of using it. So, I'm enjoying it. Are you? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Democrats voted along party lines to allow Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi to refer to President Trump's tweets about minority Democratic lawmakers as racist, overriding House rules and GOP objections. Under House rules, the president may not be called a racist, but the Democrats used their majority to override that House rule.
And after all that, the House did vote to condemn President Trump's tweets that were targeting four congresswomen. The vote did mainly fall along party lines, with a handful of Republicans joining all the Democrats. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell reminds us of what the late Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia used to say.
He said, "I don't attack people, I attack ideas." And I think that's a good lesson for all of us.
And in San Francisco, a 4.3 earthquake hit this afternoon with no injuries or damage reported. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
These guys play longer because there's none of them left. Heat Wave. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. That overmodulated, I'm sorry, I apologize for that. I had to turn Javier Bardem up because he was sort of quiet. The United States is gun country. Whether you like it or not, leftists, about 40% of Americans live in a gun-owning household. I actually think it's a little higher than that. That's because when people call people on the phone, "Well, hello there, we're Get Up, and we'd like to know if you own guns." A lot of people are just going to go, "Why, no." The United States has 4.4% of the world's population, but 42% of civilian-owned guns. In the wake of the Heller decision and a massive public relations and lobbying campaign by the NRA, support for the Second Amendment right of Americans to bear arms has grown. NRA was aided and abetted in that, of course, by just regular people, Gun Owners of America, Second Amendment Foundation, name it. Lots of people involved in this. There's a substantial majority of Americans that want to protect their right to own guns and rifles, but many also support specific gun control proposals. About 60% are in favor of stricter gun laws, if you believe the polls. 94% advocate requiring background checks for all gun buyers, if you believe the polls. 63% support a nationwide ban on the sale of assault weapons, if you believe the polls. 52% would vote against the candidate for Congress who receives a campaign contribution from the NRA, and 58% against the candidate who wants to allow school teachers to carry guns, if you believe the polls. Never, ever, 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 ever believe the polls. Even if they come down on your side, if they come down and you're like, well, I support that, don't. Take the poll for what it is. Polls are propaganda. They're meant to sway you. This is psychological warfare. So, all of these apparent contradictions, if you believe all of those polls, provide an opportunity for Democrats to seize the initiative on guns, energize their base, which is in the population centers, which means we're talking both coastals, both coasts in most cases, a few little blue islands out there in the middle. But here's what the Democrats should say about guns. Okay? Not because I agree with it. But this is what they should say about guns. Now, they don't, because gun control is... gun controllers are just minor birds. You'll get out there and, like, that one poll that said 94% support background checks. We already have background checks. Idiots! You know, I understand there's a portion of America that doesn't like politics and doesn't want to engage, but the low-info voter could be the downfall of us all. But here's what they could say, I guess. They could say that we're the world capital of firearm homicide, suicide, and mass shootings. In fact, they do. They say that there's a mass shooting every day in the United States. They say that we have 29.7 homicides by firearm per 1 million residents, which is not true. Canada has 5.1, Germany has 1.9, Australia 1.4. They like to use the Caucasian industrial states. Yeah. Despite the fact that, you know, Japan has more suicides, Korea has more suicides. They could say that there's the easy access to firearms, which are deadlier than knives or poisons in their view, is the only evidence-based explanation of the massive disparity between gun violence in the United States, which actually does not have more crime than any other industrial nation and every other country. They could tell you that gun regulation is as American as apple pie. And in a way, they would sort of be correct, because there's 22,000 of these laws on the books. Robert H. Spitzer, he demonstrated in Guns Across America. They spanned every conceivable category of regulation, from gun acquisition, sale, possession, transport, and use, including deprivation of use through outright confiscation, to hunting and recreational regulations, to registration and express gun bans. A municipal ordinance in Wyatt Earp's tombstone banned the carrying of firearms without a special permit. The Wild West was not actually the Wild West. The Tammany District of New York was worse than the Wild West in the same era. In the not-too-distant past, gun control legislation has received bipartisan support. 1994, Ronald Reagan and two other former presidents sent a letter urging members of Congress to pass a bill barring many semi-automatic weapons. Well, that shouldn't surprise you about Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan did away with open carry in California. Ronald Reagan was a gun controller. He was a great communicator, great guy, you know, great leader and everything. He was a gun controller. That passed, I don't know if you remember that, but I think when that passed in the 90s in the House, it passed by one vote. It was not exactly a mandate. In February of 2019, the U.S. House of Representatives, you know, Pelosi and company, approved legislation mandating background checks on all gun sales, including purchases made privately online or at gun shows. However, that's not true either. I mean, the only people that can sell guns at gun shows without background checks are the people that the bill the bill, there was a lot of people that had what was referred to as a tabletop federal firearms license. And these guys were the guys that would buy the guns for the neighborhood and give all their friends a discount. And they didn't have a storefront. They didn't carry stock. And when they decided to have the assault weapon ban, the omnibus crime bill, all that stuff was swept away. So then the only people that had to run background checks were FFL holders because there was very few, not as many of them left. Well, they got what they wanted. And now they want to have what is referred to as universal background checks, where you and I would have to go to a gun shop and, you know, you'd have to get a background check. And here in South Carolina, we had this cat that the background check failed, Dylan Roop. And they call that the Charleston loophole, where if you don't fail or pass a background check in 3 days, well, then you get the gun. That's a check against the system. They can't sit there and say, well, we haven't finished your background check yet. I'm at lunch. They can't do that. 3 days, up or down, or I get it. And then they have a mechanism whereby when the FBI does contact both the ATF and the gun seller, they track down the buyer of the gun who shouldn't have been allowed to buy the gun in the first place and take the gun back. Dylan Roof was on, I think, on day 65 after the purchase. They didn't do nothing. This was, according to the Democrats, this was the Republicans thwarting the will of the people, doing the bidding of a scandal-ridden NRA. And as they take credit for doing the people's business on background checks and blast the do-nothing Senate, the leaders of the House, who are not really highly skilled at public relations, should conduct high-profile hearings on a ban on assault weapons and schedule a vote on a common-sense bill. The problem is, that's not really the world we exist in, because America is gun country. They can only get that which we give up. So, no more bipartisan support, shall we say. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now, I want you to understand something about these four freshmen, okay? These four freshmen, unless these guys are out-and-out socialists, which means they are going to metastasize into communists at some point, because socialism is just the weak sister of communism. Defeating them now is easier. Marginalizing them now is easier than it would be if they start going somewhere. Just ask the fine people of New York City. Just ask the fine people of Los Angeles. Because they get to live with these laws now. Just ask every state that has a red flag law, right? You know, your first impulse would be, well, listen, I haven't done anything wrong. I'm a free man. I've got my constitutional rights. You can't take my guns. Well, pal, that was a fight you should have fought when they were considering that legislation in your state. What you had better do now is you had better go get your guns and hand them over and lawyer up, because it's sort of like the Fram oil filter commercial. You can pay me now or you can pay me later. Right now, Trump is flaunting his scorn for, and these have purely been defined by the media, for the norms of the American political conversation. In these informal or informal rules, rather, Republicans can be labeled as racist with impunity, and America can be trashed as irredeemably racist and evil and shameful. But any criticism of people of color for expressing such views is racist. Just ask Nancy Pelosi how that works out. Many Republicans have internalized these norms, knowing that their colleagues in professions dominated by an educated and credentialed workforce have scorn for Trump's attacks on the four freshman congresswomen that Pelosi ruefully dubbed the squad. Their neighbors in upscale communities are equally likely to be aghast that anyone would mention that people who frequently proclaim a racial and ethnic identity that sets them apart from just plain Americans would be reminded that, unlike in Eastern, you know, communist East Germany, they're free to leave. You know, this is not like if what they say about Trump was actually true, right? Antifa would all be dead. Right now, they'd all be dead. The Democrats would all be locked up. Media would be disappearing. They'd be trying to run away and hide, and they'd be hunted down like dogs if this was what they described. But unlike that, you know, they actually can move about quite freely. They can leave, and then they can come back after they try to show how well their ideas work in the places they imply America has impoverished and oppressed. Now, the thing about Trump, and this is something we should all adopt, he doesn't care. Having the capacity to not care is wonderful. He doesn't care about criticism. He loves violating the norms. He believes that those rules of the game slant the conversation toward a victory for the left. They're very eagerly enforced by the fake stream legacy media and academia and the cultural institutions dominated by progressives. He also knows that people who already believe him to be a vulgar, racist, unacceptable occupant of the White House, as Ilhan Omar called him yesterday, unwilling to concede that he is the lawfully elected president, will criticize anything he says anyway. So he loses nothing in provoking more criticism from that camp. The key group that he has to worry about are the undecided voters who swing elections and the vaunted suburban women who shun harshness, who live in neighborhoods where Trump might be less popular. Plus all those conservatives who have gritted their teeth and supported him, even though his style is alien to their own. So I think that Trump is calculating that in any contest between the squad and Trump in terms of alienating these persuadables, sustained attention will favor him. And he's right. Like the press conference by the squad, which has received obsessive media coverage, that made the bet pay off. It was 22 minutes of a love-in for the squad, being the squad, and saying things that may play really well in the Upper West Side, but it's not going to help win the swing districts and swing states for the Democrats. And I'm not going to go into all of that crazy stuff. Tucker Carlson, he made a congruent point. He said that by attacking the squad, just as Nancy Pelosi and the Dem establishment were putting distance between themselves and the radicals, Trump forced them back together. And he's made the squad the public face of the Democrats. He started out by saying the consensus in Washington is that Trump made a mistake and goes on to show why, once again, the consensus is wrong. Then Trump himself sent out two tweets, and he did a little more political jujitsu on calls for the House of Representatives to censure him when they couldn't get it together to censure obvious anti-Semitism from the squad members. And this is why Trump and Twitter are brilliant. You know, one of the things they say about Trump is that, you know, he's an actor. He's just a real estate guy. He's brash. He's rash. He's unacceptable. He's this. He's that. And, you know, they say that like that's a bad thing. But then you should look at that and say, you know, the problem here is that Trump is an actor. He was a master of reality TV. He understands what a story arc is. He understands how a drama involving conflict unfolds. He understands what kind of words and symbols evoke an emotional reaction from the television viewing audience. He has played to them for a long time. that group of people that are part of the persuadables includes many voters that the members of the intelligentsia, they never meet them, and they always scorn them. Watching Trump is like watching a chess master. Now, for all of you that are out there saying, well, Bill, he's not pro-Second Amendment. What has he done against guns? Don't bring up the bump stock. The bump stock debacle lays at the feet of the NRA, because Trump takes his cues on things he doesn't know enough about from the NRA. First the NRA said something, then Trump said something. Remember that. That was a timeline. Forget about the bump stock for just a second and tell me which guns he has actively talked about banning. Which gun control he's actively discussed going after. And remember, everything he says is meant to evoke a reaction. I know what he said about red flag laws. Well, he didn't say anything about red flag laws per se, but he made a reference to them. And notice that nothing has happened on his watch except for the bump stock ban, which, because of the way they did this, this can all be overturned in a court. And then it'll be forced back into the legislative body, which that's where it should have been in the first place. So by him doing that, maybe that was also part of his little play. I don't know, because this guy flies by the seat of his pants, and he's constantly reacting. And I mean, I don't know if the guy's brain ever shuts down. I don't know. Keita Bussey's going to be back tomorrow. The Weaponized Woman will return. And maybe we'll have Dean Weingarten with us as well. Back again in 21 hours in between now and then. Remember this, it's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise, no sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.